Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. While they were walking through the streets, Percy saw an interview of Gabe in an appliance store nearby, so he leaned in for a closer look. It seems like he was crying. Of course, they were fake tears. He was being interviewed by Barbara Walters. He said that Percy, which is his stepson, is a delinquent youth. He killed his mother and stole his car. He also gets very low scores in his exams. Then the news showed a recent picture of Percy, Annabeth and Grover blowing up the bus. And Percy jumping into the Mississippi River from the Gateway Arch. But they keep on continuing. Percy feels strange in the LA. Sure, he was a New Yorker, but something about the streets didn't feel right for his gut. Then, out of nowhere, a gang of rich kids confronted them with knives. Percy used his riptide, and since the kids were mortals, that did not work. And then they had to run away. Then they run into Krusty's waterbed palace. Then they see a short dude with bald hair. He invites them and tells that he knows their situation perfectly. The gang of kids gives him a few customers. He introduces himself as Krusty. Krusty asks them to try out some waterbeds since they're hiding from the gang outside. Grover suddenly tries a waterbed with built-in lava lamps. And Annabeth tries out safari-themed waterbed. And suddenly, Krusty snaps his fingers and says, "Ergo." Then, out of nowhere, invisible cords wrap Grover and Annabeth. Percy asks Krusty to let them go. But he said that since the waterbeds are 6 feet long and they don't fit in perfectly, the strings are going to make them stretch until they're 6 feet long, and of course that meant it would kill them. That's how Percy understood that was Procrustes, meaning the stretcher, and once tried to kill the great hero Theseus. Then Percy charms Procrustes to try out a waterbed himself, and when Krusty tries it out, Percy snaps his fingers and says "Ergo," and invisible cords wrap up Krusty too. And since the waterbed was too long for Annabeth and Grover, he tried to stretch them. And for Krusty, the waterbed was too short. So Percy cut off the extra parts that were dangling on the either side of the bed. Then he frees Annabeth and Grover. Annabeth says that it was a clever idea, but he could have done it a bit fast. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.